When you see Jesus, you see the Father. So when you see the life of Jesus, you see the Father. When you see how he lived, and how he walked, how he talked, who he touched, that he healed everyone that came to him. Never denied one person, ever. That's Daddy. That's our Father God. And yet we put God in a box and say, well, you know, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't. Tell me that, how Jesus walked. He never, sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't. He always did. Because when you see Jesus, you see the Father. And Jesus said, look, you know it because you see the works themselves. Because it's God in me that's doing these works. Making sense? Do you get that? All right. Fourteen twenty-one. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Oh, God. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it's he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I've heard Pastor Dan say it, and I'm getting it. Where he says it's different to say you love somebody than to be loved by somebody. It's an intimacy that God wants with us. Jesus is saying, look, if you do these things, he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and what? Manifest myself to him. What's the word manifest mean? To appear, to reveal, to exhibit, to make visible, to present oneself to the sight of another. So Jesus is saying, look, if he who loves me will be loved by my Father, keep my commandments, then he's